Welcome. Thanks for praying with us today. It's April 26th, and our reflection begins with the story of the Lady with the Lantern. In Ballygriffin, County Cork, there is a bronze statue of one of the most beloved women in all of Ireland. Venerable Honora Nano Nagle was known as a pioneer of education. Both visionary and courageous, Nano is depicted with a lantern in one hand, her other arm behind two children she is guiding through the darkness. Affectionately nicknamed Nano by her father, much of her work with the poor had to be done under the cover of darkness, and she was frequently seen with a lantern in hand. Laws punishable by death forbade Irish Catholics from receiving an education and practicing the faith. But Nano came from a wealthy family. Her parents risked their lives to send Nano and her sister to study in France. One day, Nano saw a group of poor people huddled in front of a church for early mass. She was struck by the image and experienced the emptiness of her own lavish life. After returning to Ireland, Nano dedicated her life to God and helping the poor. She secretly opened a school for girls in 1754 and nursed the sick in the evenings. Throughout Cork, she became known as the Lady with the Lantern for her late night visits. On December 24th, 1775, Nano, who established seven Catholic schools, founded the Sisters of the Presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In order to involve others in the mission of providing a Catholic education to poor children. When she died from tuberculosis on this day in 1784, her final words were, "Spend yourselves for the poor." She was declared venerable by Pope Francis in 2013. And now for our scripture. For 3 days, Paul was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. Acts chapter 9, verse 9. Paul is not sick. He is fasting. The kind of fasting entered into by pious Jews who engaged in penitential practices to express repentance and a reversal of the direction of their life. Instead of hardening himself stubbornly in his old ways, Paul recognizes his failure. He is opening himself to a new way of living his life. This is Paul's Lent. His preparation for baptism. He has been blind, not just for 3 days, but for a long time. His eyes are being opened up to a new way of seeing things. And then he will begin his own Easter season. We finished our Lent a few weeks ago. Now, in this Easter season, we open ourselves to the flood of grace the Lord pours upon us. For Paul, it is quite a flood. He will open himself entirely to the presence of the Lord in his life. Not simply in this event, but the presence of the Lord in his life until the day he dies. That's what I'm doing in this Easter season. Opening myself to the wonder of it all. The Lord loves me and is with me, and leads me to do what I was created and put on earth to do. When I realize that the Lord is with me, that the Lord has something in mind for me, then I walk through each day differently than if I did not believe this. What are some of the differences? Spend some quiet time with the Lord.